As we are nearing the end of another year, at least on this particular calendar that is one of many that is used in the world, I look back and what I see, and I realize much of this, if I reflect on it, can very easily be based in thoughts and beliefs about what happened this year. When I remember that, it makes it easier for me to recognize that there was so much more to this past year than my thoughts and my beliefs about what was happening. If I look back from one perspective, what I see is that a couple of times this year, at least on a physical standpoint, I found myself in a life-threatening situation twice this year, and it really was an emergency. There was some doubt as to whether my physical being would actually survive. This year also, and I'm also very grateful to say that I am incredibly joyous, and I'm incredibly grateful that I am still here and that I actually have the ability to speak these words and that I have been blessed with the ability to be walking upright and to be able to actually to live a human life. When I also look back at this year, I also, if I choose to, can overly focus on all of the changes in my work life and in my business life, as there was a complete loss of the work that I had been doing for over 20 years now. And I found myself not only confronting recovering from the most severe health challenge that I had ever had in my life. And I'm quick to say that I haven't had a lot of those, thankfully. But this year was a complete, I guess what you'd refer to as a game changer on a lot of different levels. And at the same time this year, I was also finding myself with the challenge of beginning anew. Everything that I had done in terms of work and in terms of business was no more. And it felt as though on some days earlier this year that everything had turned completely upside down. So if I choose to, I can be really busy being the person that almost, I guess, if I wanted to get really extreme, could say that I could be very busy being the person that almost died twice. I could be the person that lost everything in terms of my ability to make a living. But I also realized that I can choose to recognize that I did actually survive these two events, thankfully, and I'm incredibly grateful for that. Have made a tremendous number of changes to my physical life and how I take care of myself that have definitely yielded benefits. So I can focus on that as well. I also can focus on the fact that at a point in my life where I'm going to say the word think, that I didn't think that it was possible, and I'm emphasizing thinking. That it was possible or not possible is just thinking. It's just thought. Those things get cemented into beliefs that can limit me if I choose to. And so that's what I can see also this year, that I faced a lot of fear, not only physically, but I also faced a lot of economic fear. And I faced a lot of uncertainty whether I could pull something together again and start a new endeavor. And it seems like if I was thinking about this, and I say this with a smile on my face, that this would have been, you know, possibly the worst time for me to go through having to completely start over from a work and business standpoint. I don't know or think that it was the worst possible time. I just know that this is how things unfolded, and I'm incredibly grateful to still be here, and I'm incredibly grateful for beginning to see and appreciate real progress in terms of beginning anew in my work life. As I look back at all these things, what I recognize more than anything and what I appreciate more than anything is that what determined my experience of this year that is quickly coming to a close, when I think about how I experienced it, I can really appreciate that what affects that experience more than anything is the way that I think about it. The way that if I form any beliefs around what I'm thinking about what I'm feeling physically. And I recognize that there can be two people, I don't think this is a belief. I just sense that two different people with two different psychological memories, two different beings could possibly go through the same experiences and react to it very differently. And for me, what I found, and I realize this may not be the case for anyone else, but it has been for me, that what has determined so much of my life experiences and how I have either gotten in my own way or freed myself has been through recognizing that I am thinking anything at all. And mindfulness practice has given me that gift. And I realize that it is something that just wasn't freely given. In other words, there was a necessity to sit still and pay attention to my mind, to put in the time, so to speak, to be willing to sit with things. And when I say things, it's generally those things are thoughts that disturb me, thoughts that bring about all types of emotional reactivity, which does not feel good, because in most cases, that emotional reactivity takes the form, and I don't even want to use the word negative, I would just refer to it as the heavier emotions, the darker emotions, the anger, the feelings of fear, anger, frustration. There's a whole host of them. But I realize that only is going to be what I'm going to experience if I choose to think a certain way about what is happening. I realize that, yes, externally, as a human being, there are things out of my control that can be painful to me, that can be harmful to me, that can be hurtful to me, that I can't control, because there's so little of this life that I can control. But I also can see that it is, even in those situations, it is all really about the way that I am, that, you know, how much I'm clinging to what I believe about what is actually happening to me. In a lot of cases, it's not happening to me, it's just happening, and I just happen to be the person that is near whatever is happening. Yeah, it's not as personal as I once believed that it was, because that was a belief as well, that I recognized at some point there was this opening that I could see that, you know, life, the things that were happening, quote-unquote, to me, in a lot of cases had very little to do with me, and that even more importantly, the lesson came through that it is really about, this life is about so much more than what happens to me. And I know that's easier said than done, to even take that stance, and I know it's easy for me to say it in a moment where I'm not facing any kind of immediate physical threat. There's no threat to my survival, so it's very easy for me to say that. And I realized that earlier this year, I was not in that position of being free from that, or being safe in my physical being. And so after going through that, I recognized that there, you know, the trauma itself of facing the fear of losing one's life, and all of the physical pain that surrounded it, and all the physical discomfort that surrounded it. And I could even go as far to include the losing of a very long-term way of working and having to completely start over all the doubt and fear at this point in my life, approaching 60 years old, about whether I still had the energy, whether I still had the wherewithal, whether I still had the fire inside, so to speak, to begin anew yet again. And I know now that after looking back at my life, there's been so many points in which there have been new beginnings. But at the same time, I also, what I really am trying to say here, if I'm saying anything at all, is that all of these things happened, and that they, if I really become busy believing that this was all happening to me and all about me, and I know that's easier said than done to separate myself from that, what I can see is that there was so much more happening than just what I thought was happening to me, that if I could open up and be more expansive in my being, I could recognize that even under the most threatening situations, the most scary things that I have gone through, that there has also been joy there. And I don't want to say that to discount the fear. I don't want to minimize the fear or the pain. What I am just basically saying here is that after going through these things, I've recognized that, you know, if I get really attached to my thinking about what it felt like to go through those things, if I get really attached to believing everything that I'm thinking about what I was feeling in those moments, and then even after the fact, that I can really limit this to my thoughts. And most importantly, I also do want to say that when I found myself in these moments that did not feel good and that were scary, I can also say that I learned, most importantly, that I can't think my way out of these things. And it became apparent to me some time ago that it's very easy for me to have gotten attached to thinking and believing that thinking was the only way through and out of and through these situations. But it isn't. I know that now. I know that thinking is just one human response. And when I began to look at my mind in a completely different way, I recognized that what I experience as a human being, my thinking is only just a fraction of that. Any beliefs that I have, or any sort of lens that I look at this through, is just really a small part of the total experience of being a human being. And I can't say that as a knowing, because there's no way for me to know. It's very intuitive. So I am very careful about using these words. I have sensed as I went through those very scary, very fearful, very painful moments of fearing loss and actually experiencing loss on another level, that there is actually much more going on than what I think is going on. And so what I wanted to say is that if I really took the concept of my mind seriously, if I'm thinking it, that's what's happening. If I'm thinking it, I'm believing it. And then I'm clinging to it. And then I begin to be the person that identifies as someone who has had something happen to them. And then it can lead to all sorts of other thoughts like, this isn't fair. Why is this happening to me? I'm a good person. Why is this happening to me? I've really worked hard. I've really tried. And all of those, and I'm not saying that these thoughts are invalid. And I'm not trying to discount anyone who is thinking or has thought these types of things before and had beliefs like this, because all I can know is my own experience. And to me, I approach all this through unconditional love. I don't find any fault with anything that anybody is thinking, and I don't find any fault with anything that I'm thinking and believing. But when I could begin to recognize, and this is just a phrase, it doesn't mean this is actually what this is, but when I began to see that I was having a different relationship to my own mind and the way that it works, and this is after practicing mindfulness for over 30 years, and I only say that, it doesn't matter how long I've been doing this, because this is available to anyone who can benefit just from beginning this practice. But what I am saying is that for me to be able to have a different view after going through these very fearful moments, in mortal fear, going through very gut-wrenching losses on a physical level, that I began to look at my mind, and there again, this isn't a belief. It's just this is the only way I can express this, to communicate this, is in words, and so there's somewhat of a limit to what I can convey in words. I know there's other ways for me to communicate, but for the purposes of sharing this in this particular medium, I've sensed that in some ways, on some level, sharing this in words is going to be one of the most impactful ways for me to do this. So what I'm going to speak of my mind is that it is on some level, for me, I can't say this for anyone else, it's nothing more than what I refer to as a loss prevention machine. And I know that may sound very strange to some people, but that's essentially what I see it doing. And I realize that there's a purpose in us being neurally wired the way that we are, because ultimately we are living beings, that living organisms that have, you know, automatically wired. We have adapted over a huge swath of time to try to survive and to do whatever it is, and in our instincts. And I'm no authority on this, and I'm certainly don't. I only know enough to be dangerous, which is not very much, but that's really what it ends up being. In other words, this machine, so to speak, this loss prevention machine, it remembers. It's what's referred to, one of my gurus referred to this as living in psychological memory. In other words, all the memories all the things that I've experienced, that my brain has somehow stored those in a certain way. And it very quickly makes associations. If it senses immediate loss, or it senses something bad around the corner, so to speak, that's coming from around the corner, if it experiences some sort of impending doom, the only thing that it can do in response to that is to react by thinking and remembering whatever it is that happened without me even really remembering it. It's so instantaneous. It's almost like there's circuits that are just associating this, you know, pattern recognition. And so I don't want to get too lost in all these words and all the mechanics of this, but I want to end what I'm sharing by saying this, that if I can recognize that that's ultimately the way that my brain, my mind functions, that all I have to do, and it seems very daunting, right? If my brain simply does what it does, it's basically a loss prevention machine, and it's essentially creating thoughts that are coming through my mind. It is, you know, the beliefs begin to form. My identity is a person who's threatened, or who has lost something and is going to lose something again. And what am I going to do? And how am I going to get through it? All of that. I can't stop it from happening because I'm human. This is beyond me. This is not even a belief. This is just my own experiences. I tried for many years, as someone who struggled with chronic depression and living a very reclusive life, because life scared me. Being out in the world with people scared me. Being a mortal human being scared me. And so there was a lot of thought around that. There was a lot of fear around that. And the only way, and I tried to make all these thoughts stop because they were tremendously painful. All these beliefs that I had been complicit in letting cement into, or to ossify into, these things that actually got in my way. And then I got in my own way by continuing to indulge and give time and energy to all this emotional reactivity, that I couldn't make that process stop. And so when I came across the opportunity to practice mindfulness, I sensed that there might be something there. There's been a way more there than I ever dreamed possible, but it all started with me practicing. Undertaking the practice, you know, I could only do it for a minute at first because it was so painful to really see these thoughts and not to be distracted from them, not to run the other way or to be somewhere else other than in the here and now, in this moment where I am thinking something that is painful. I'm thinking something that's self-defeating. And I am continuing to live in psychological memory. I'm continuing to play these movies over and over and over again of things that have happened to me that have been painful. And just reinforcing this sort of victim mentality. And there's no judgment there towards myself or anyone else. This is all very natural and human. It's just at some point after undertaking the practice, I recognized that it really wasn't doing me any good. It really wasn't serving me very well. And so when I look back at this year, I can see and appreciate that what all the things that happened this year is not all about what this year was about. When I expand my consciousness, I recognize that there have been a lot of joyous moments. There have been a lot of gifts that I have received and been able to share with others in terms of being with people and being able to appreciate their gifts and their perspectives, and to be able to have an opportunity to share my perspective and experiences with others. And to realize, even more importantly, that there has been a lot more suffering in the world than just the suffering that I have experienced. And I've had opportunities to sit with people in the midst of some really deep, heavy stuff. And I've had an opportunity to be there for people. And I've recognized that it's the greatest gift I can give anyone, is that I don't get wrapped up in my own stuff to the point that I can't be there for others. And I don't want to allow my heart to become closed because I'm so busy protecting myself and thinking that this is all about me, that I close my heart to all the other people in the world who are suffering, and in many cases suffering way more than I am. And I realize we're all going through our own individual journeys, but I know that there is a lot of suffering out there, and a lot of it is out of people's control. And I can't claim to understand any of it, nor do I even want to try to understand it. The only thing I can do in this life, the only thing that has really ever served me well and allowed me to be the best person I can be, not that I am that best person, but I have a greater likelihood of being that person and being there for others if I am not wrapped up in my own thinking, if I'm not feeding more time and energy into my, what I refer to as my loss prevention machine, that thing in my head that's just neurally wired to do what it does. It prevents loss. It's trying to keep me safe, and I recognize that there is a benefit in that. But I once heard a teacher say that the brain, the thinking mind, we have the ability, should we choose, for it to be more of a servant instead of a master. And that is really something that I have realized has taken some, I don't want to say that it's taken work. I think that it's just taken the willingness to sit with that and recognize that it does serve me in some way. It serves, you know, any human being, any living being, to be able to act in a way that they're neurally wired to act. But I also recognize that if it becomes my only barometer for reality, and that forgetting that it only perceives relative reality, it only perceives what is happening as it relates to me and my safety and my well-being, and what's best for me, so to speak, that I realize it's only a very small part of the picture, and it's certainly not absolute reality. So this year I can look back at this through different pairs of eyes, looking back at it through a different mind. And the one that I choose to ultimately think back on this year is that thinking about it through the heart of gratitude, through acknowledging the truth of, yes, there were some very incredibly scary moments. There was loss, there was pain. But I also realize that it's not all about my loss and pain, and that it's not all about just my fear of losing my own life. And that to me is incredibly healing, and ultimately why I'm still here sharing this.